Okay, so my name is Benalio Daniels. This will be my first podcast. I briefly listened to an introduction of a podcast and it seemed like, okay, well, I think I can take this down and tackle it in one shot. So here I go. My podcast is going to be about kind of my journey from elementary school when I started running track and field all the way up until the Olympic Games, which is in 2020, in Tokyo, Japan. Of course, I have to get to the trials first. So that will kind of be where I start at. In the moment, I am training for the trials, specifically for the 800 meters, which is about two laps around the track. Average mile time is, I would say, for elite, between 150 and 155, 156. Right now I'm sitting at 2 minutes, so I have a lot to train, but the USA track and field team just extended their Olympic trial window to June 29th, 2020. The window's been open since, you know, the 2016 games in Rio de Janeiro. So that's where I'm going now. I just finished both of my all of my collegiate level eligibility at the institution of SUNY Buffalo State College in New York. I'm excited to be training. I've been training now since January. I've been really focused on just, like, you know, putting effort, grinding, and, you know, making sure that everything is set. The right nutrition. You know, I graduated with a bachelor's degree in health and wellness, so that should aid me a little bit along my journey. And yeah, so I guess let's dive right into it as we already started. Let's see. Give me 1 second. Okay, here we go. So this podcast, like I said, it's going to be about myself and the journey from elementary to in a year going to the Olympic Games. But in the meantime, I'll be mentioning a campaign that I'm running for my travels within this year. So within this year, I already got enough money to go to Oregon to train at altitude. I'm kind of just trying to get myself in higher competition, and just kind of like putting myself right in the middle of, you know, the city's hand of, you know, whoever has a strong competition, because, you know, you need to surround yourself with the best in order to be the best. And I've had this dream of going to the Olympics since 2012. So I watched the London Olympics games and I briefly watched, you know, track and field. I watched swim, didn't know really what it was about. I knew it was running. I knew it was competitive. And I knew it included all the countries all over the world. What I didn't know is that it's attainable. A lot of people think that, you know, someone local or someone that's around you says, okay, I'm going to go to the Olympics, or I'm going to become a millionaire in 3 years because of this, that, and the third. And a lot of people, they agree, but they don't believe it. They doubt you. And so I tell certain people my dreams and my goals, because if you tell some people, they might say, hey, you know, as a long shot, consider this. My motto is like a cell phone. Now, you're probably thinking, my motto is like a cell phone. What does it have to do with the Olympics? Well, here, let me put it. So when you text somebody, when you text your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your grandma, your grandpa, there's an ether that goes into the air, so it travels. It's like a light. This is, it travels to the other cellular device and it pops up on the other person's screen. And that's how I'm talking. So I'm talking my goals into the air so they eventually become a reality. So I'm just going to backtrack real quick because I kind of got off task just a little bit. So I'm starting this fundraiser. I have a GoFundMe page. It's called Transportation to Grad School. Now, I'm trying to do physical therapy along the way of training for the Olympic trials. So far, I've paid off a lot of my student debt. I didn't have that much. Right now I've raised $150 out of 800 because that's all I'm asking. It's been the campaign's been up for about a month now, so a little slow, but I'm just trying to set the bar high so I can show my 10 brothers and sisters that the sky's the limit. No, the sky is not the limit. You can go as far as you want, and just to keep believing in yourself and do it, and yeah, so right now I'm just really trying to grind and make best efforts come forward. Not as much support from my parents as I would like, but I still love them. My aunt has been a very great help. Postgraduate life, it's kind of difficult right now with trying to get a vehicle and trying to find my next apartment where I'm going to live, because I'm in a student apartment complex right now, so that's kind of difficult. But all right, I love getting off task, love running on tangents, so I apologize. I'm gonna end this one short. Like I said, it's my first podcast. I know what I'm talking about. I know what the series is gonna be about, so I hope you continue to join me. But yeah, it's going for the Olympics. I have a little over a year and 5 days left to train for the trials. I'm hoping to go to cities all over the country to try to increase my time in the 800 meters, which again is 200 times, two times around the track. And right now I'm sitting at 2 minutes. So last but not least, my link will be in the bio for transportation to grad school. Remember, it's also transportation around the country because I am trying to prove my times and get better, and I can't do that without transportation. So if that would be kindly great, appreciate it. Again, thank you for listening to my podcast called Training for the Olympics, and my journey from elementary school to the Olympic Games has already started. There you go. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.